The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you tuning us in on a nice warm Saturday morning. Rose Gray here and ready to go. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you listening from, listeners?
Yeah, where?
Like, do you have a headset on and are you working outside already?
Walking or? Outside. Yeah. Got it. Cranking off the app through your Bose portable speaker. What's going on?
Yeah, it was so incredibly nice yesterday. I can't even.
And it's supposed to be just as nice today. A little windier today, I think, which will be interesting because we're supposed to be doing, oh no, that's tomorrow. We're doing our family photos. So hopefully the wind dies down.
Well, exactly. And it's really hard for me to talk about winter getaways when it's 76 degrees or whatever. But yeah, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So, but you might want to hear a little bit more about how you can get information on the Steve Scafidi trip, and I can help you with that.
We, of course, want to know how to go on a trip with Steve? Come on.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to go.
Exactly. So here's the thing. We are having a virtual event with Steve Scafidi and myself on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. And you can register by calling 866-GO-FOX-GO, or you can go to our website under resources. You will see vacation, travel, shows, and events. And there you will see Explore Tuscany with Steve Scafidi. And we have a lot of people who are already signed up. We know there are a lot of people who are good citizens and they just wait until they absolutely know they're going to be able to join us. And right. That's fine. And I guess the marketing team is okay at Fox World Travel with me saying this. If you sign up and you just can't make it, you get an email the next day with a link to the recorded
version.
Then
you can watch it anytime.
And you can watch it anytime. And of course, then we post it on our website as well. And our on-demand it has gone through the roof. We found out from some data research that our good friend Jenny in marketing did that it's incredible how many people go and look at our shows after the fact.
Because they are then posted to the website at foxworldtravel.com.
Exactly. Yep. So. And so here's the other thing. Again, no pressure. Just being so brutally honest, this trip is more than halfway sold out.
And it's only been up for like a week.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks, yeah. Steve talks about it a lot. Thank you very much, Steve Scafidi, because his enthusiasm shows through. He's not kidding around. The guy really, really is excited. And here's the thing. He's been there a couple times. He's going to Italy in January. His heritage, I believe, is Sicilian, which okay. If you ask any Sicilian, is not Italian.
It is not, no.
No. But he's been there before, but there are several regions we're going to be visiting that he's not seen yet, so he's very excited about that. Every time I hear the commercial on TMJ, I get excited because he talks about olive oil and cheese and bread, and he never mentions pasta because I wrote the script and didn't put that in, but I would say pasta. Anybody that's watching the Stanley Tucci Italy cuisine show on CNN, it's remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable.
Good food.
So it'll pump you up big time. So we've got a lot of free time. We've heard from people who have already signed up that they're pumped about the amount of free time they have on the trip and that the excursions we have planned are very significant and relevant to what it is they're interested in.
Well, good.
Yeah.
And you can find all of this on the website.
We can. And then if you just want to know more about the trip in general, you can go to the travel tab, hit vacation travel. You'll find Fox Group Vacations and under 2023 guided land tours, because that's what this is with Globus Family of Brands. Explore Tuscany. It's September 8th to the 18th.
Rose Gray is here. She knows pretty much everything about the world and can tell you what you need to know when it comes to travel. So we'd love to hear from you today. The WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620. More, we'll get your questions when we come back. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kane here with Rose. Let me just say, if you aren't planning a vacation, you should be. That's part of the fun of a vacation, is having that knowledge that it's coming. Like, oh my goodness, we're going to Mexico in January. Or, oh my goodness, we're going to go see this Steve Scafidi is going to take us on a trip around Italy and Sicily or wherever you're going. So the fun is the anticipation as well.
Right, exactly. I actually used to say 75% of the trip is the anticipation.
Especially when you're going to a warm weather destination in winter in Wisconsin.
Or a bucket list that you've researched so thoroughly for so many years, and now it's becoming a reality. Exactly. I just love that. I love, love, love that.
The WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Cindy all the way in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
How are you, Cindy?
How are you? Rose, how are you?
I'm excited. I'm excited. We can tell people, right? This isn't a secret. You're going to Australia and New Zealand with me.
Yes, I am. And I'm so, so thrilled and real relaxed about it. I'm not. I have no major worries. Everything's paid for.
Good, because I'll take good care of you.
Yes, I have no doubt. I was thrilled to find out that you were actually going to go with us.
Yeah,
so I called Anna and said, guess what?
Yeah.
Of course, you know.
So you have a question for us.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. So when I went to pay for my trip the other day, I used my debit card, and they wouldn't let it go through.
Because it was such a big amount.
It was too big of an amount, yeah, whatever. And so, basically, I just sent the money to Anna. Anna just paid it for me on Friday, and all's well. But when I get over there without a major credit card, am I going to be looking at problems?
Not really. So, is your debit card got a logo of either MasterCard or Visa on it?
Yeah, it's a MasterCard.
Yep. You'll have no problem at all. What you are going to want to do, and this is great advice for any listener that's going on any international trip, is let the bank know that you're going on a trip, give them the dates, and give them the countries that you're going to be visiting, and then they will make sure that that does, when they see a charge from a foreign country, that doesn't red flag your account and immediately shut it down. I've had that dozens of times through the course of my tour managing career, and it's an easy fix, except if you're on the other side of the world and it's the middle of the night and the States, then you have to wait till the next day till we can get a phone call to them. And so that's all it takes. You will be absolutely fine with your debit card. In fact, we recommend taking some currency for the countries we're visiting, in this case, Australia, New Zealand, but you can use that debit card in ATM machines to get currency as we travel if you need it.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is too detailed of a question or not, but how much cash would you, I mean, since you travel so much, how much cash would you take with you? you know, debit or any, you know, like how much do I need to set aside to make sure I have plenty of spending cash while I'm there?
Yep. So on a trip like this, I typically take, because it's a long trip. We should tell folks this is a really long trip. On a trip like this, I try to figure out that I need to have the equivalent of 50 U.S. dollars a day.
Okay.
Yep.
Can do.
Yep. And it's truthfully, you'll be surprised that you may not use it all. And as we get toward the end of our stay in one country, you may say, ooh, I'm not going to use my debit card anymore. I'm going to use my cash up because we're moving on from New Zealand to Australia now, and I don't want to go back home.
Yeah. Well, that's under $1,000.
Yep.
I was thinking I was going to need like $5,000 or something.
And even though, your debit card works like a major credit card over there, too.
That's amazing. Yep. I'm so glad because this whole thing has been worry-free. And I don't have to worry about traveling with Anna, you know.
Yeah.
Because she's so graceful and easy to get along with. So off we go.
All right. Well, Cindy, I appreciate you reaching out from Pennsylvania. This is exciting.
I just moved here about 6 months ago. It's an amazing state.
I'm guessing the listeners can understand by listening to your dialect that you're definitely not originally from Pennsylvania.
I was trying to put that in my head together, and I'm like, I didn't know Pennsylvanians had a southern accent like that.
Well, I'm from right across the river from Louisville, Kentucky,
okay,
in southern Indiana, and I was born and raised in southern Indiana. And so, of course, I picked up the Kentucky accent. And when I went to college with Rose, they called me Southern Comfort. I got an immediate nickname, Southern Comfort. Even though Anna was there, they didn't call her anything.
Well, we will definitely make sure that your trip continues to be worry-free. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your Saturday to give us a call, Cindy.
And thank you, Rose.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
Right. See you, Cindy. That's great advice to hear from her. And for anybody that's looking to travel, in today's world especially, the travel resource that Fox World Travel provides, that having an agent that's there to help you through everything. You guys don't call yourselves travel agents anymore.
No, well, we call ourselves travel advisors.
Advisors.
We go through transitions periodically, because what does agent connotate to you? What do you think when you
secret
think of agent?
Man, like
I think of a commission. You're recommending this trip because you're getting a commission. It's not a lie. We get commission. That's how we stay in business. But quite honestly, we have very much, along with many of the major travel agencies, gone to a service fee as well. Because I don't want to send you down a road that is one of our preferred partners because they're paying us a higher commission. I want to choose the perfect trip for you. Now, our preferred partners often do offer that perfect trip, but not always. And I want to be able to do something that I feel is right for you. And so we have, definitely service fees in place when it comes to somebody that says, I want to go to four countries. I want to do some ethnic heritage. I want to do a private this or that. Yeah, we will absolutely put that all together, but it's a time consuming proposition and not always that profitable for us with regard to commission. So agent went away, and then we were travel consultants for a while.
Right.
And now we are travel advisors.
Travel advisors waiting to talk to you. 866 go Fox go during the week. Otherwise, foxworldtravel.com is the website. And if you want to talk to us today on the show, the WTMJ talk and text line is 855-616-1620. More of your calls and texts coming up next on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You're going to the land down under.
I am going to the land down under.
I didn't realize, so Australia and New Zealand have different currencies,
they
huh?
do.
I
yes.
thought they'd be the same for some reason in my head.
No, and the Australians and the Kiwis get very upset when we interchange the fact that they're all just the same kind of a thing. So they probably didn't
so
want
to. So hopefully nobody
currency.
Was listening to me right there.
Yeah, exactly. But no, so they have the New Zealand dollar and they have the Australian dollar.
Okay.
So once again, if you take a look at the website and look what it looks like, they have very pretty currency. We do not.
No, we don't.
No.
WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. Here from the 414 says, on a European river cruise, another money question. In the U.S., many places since COVID have gone to using only plastic cards and no cash. Would you say that's true in Europe? Do they force you to use the card?
Not anywhere nearly as prevalent as it is here. And Dayton and I were talking off the air. He had an instance that he had to use a credit card, but tell them how that happened,
Dayton. Because I didn't pay attention, and I went to a self-check line, and I went to pay my cash, and it was a credit-only line.
Yeah.
So that was my own fault.
So the big venues like Miller Park that have gone to something like that, yes, that could easily be. On a trip like the Australia, New Zealand, or any kind of Europe trip, you're usually not going to be in a venue like that. Now, you will have, on occasion, they're only going to allow you to use a credit card if your purchase is over 10 euros, because they don't want you to have, they don't want to incur the service fee that it costs that business to run your credit card. But I see at places where you're doing self-checkout, these people are all about, you do as much work for us as you possibly can, right? You're standing in a line, you're checking, you're bagging. Heaven forbid that you have some kind of an over-the-counter medicine that somebody has to check your ID because then they have to walk over.
Or alcohol.
Yeah, so that's the whole thing. Well, I think that's why Walmart set up their own separate liquor section now in their stores.
Oh.
You can't leave that section without getting checked out, but you certainly can check out anything else. But anyway, that's a whole nother topic for Scafidi or Wagner to talk about how unnecessary those self-checkouts are. Well, I guess they're necessary because they don't have staff.
They don't have people doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no. So you may see a limit a minimum that you can charge on a credit card, but they're prevalent throughout Europe.
Okay. Another question here from the 262. Do you recommend going to Costa Rica in September during the wet season or waiting for dry season?
You know what? I never, ever base my trips on a weather, a climate decision. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that I would go to Alaska in February, except if I wanted to see the Northern Lights, and then I'd be ready for it. Costa Rica is a rainforest. You don't get to be a rainforest without having rain a lot.
Right, right.
And certainly there are seasons when it is wetter. But if September fit into my schedule, I would go to Costa Rica if that's when I was planning it.
Okay.
I wouldn't rearrange my life to do that. Now, you're also going to see that there's going to be some good deals in September as well, because it is going
right.
to be rainy season. But I don't think there's anything wrong with being in a rainforest getting rained on. I kind of like it, actually.
It's like, I'm going to Niagara Falls, but I don't want to get wet.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Yeah.
855-616-1620. Let's take one more quick call here from Denny in Elmwood Park. Good morning, Denny.
Hello there, Rose. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
So, Rose, quick question for you. I'm going to be a new business traveler. I have a new job starting in 2 weeks, and I will be traveling domestically pretty much every other week, say like Monday through Thursday. So starting out, what's your recommendation on getting the airport lounges or getting the best way to maximize my airline points starting out from scratch?
So here's the thing. When you say you're going to be traveling every other week, is it going to be to the same places all the time, or
no,
is it new places all the time?
It's going to be to Western states, anywhere from Colorado to Seattle. It could be some smaller airports as well, where I may have layovers at the hub airports.
Right. So what you want to do is try very hard to remain loyal to one carrier. Now, that's not always a possibility, but you will find if you're flying out of Milwaukee that you're going to have really good service going west on Delta through Minneapolis. There's probably not
okay.
going to be a lot of nonstops anymore, unless you choose to fly Southwest, which is a whole nother conversation we could have, because they don't have lounges and things like that. But what I would do is try very hard to kind of map things out and stick with one airline whenever possible. Now, of course, I'm sure your company has some corporate guidelines with regard to how much you can spend on any given trip and things like that. So you can't just say, well, I saw an American fare that was $400 lower, but I don't like American. I want to stick with Delta. So the first thing you do is
sure.
get every single one of those frequent flyers hooked up. Make sure you have all of your profile information in all of them so that when you go to make those reservations, all of that information moves over. Do you have TSA pre-check?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Luckily.
Yep. So what's really cool about that is you put that in your frequent flyer profile, and then when you make your airline reservation, that transfers over to that booking, and then you don't have to manually input all of that kind of a thing. Then the other thing is, are you paying for these tickets on your own credit card and being reimbursed, or does the company have a credit card that you have to use?
It's a company credit card. However, well, it's actually my credit card that they kind of gave me through American Express.
Okay.
And I submit receipts.
Okay.
So I assume I'm going to be doing most of my travel booking. I believe there is some help if I do need so. But one question about airport lounges, since I've not used them, are they tied in through typically the airlines, or do many lounges share, like, say, United and Delta have the same one?
No. Nope.
All right.
Typically. Yep.
We do need to take a break, so we're going to answer that when we get back.
Stay on the phone.
So stay on the phone with us, Denny. We'll be right back with that, but it is time to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Wyatt. Good morning, Wyatt.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
It is. My name's Dayton Kane here with Rose. We pick back up with Denny in Elmwood Park. Let's recap what we're looking at
here. Yeah, so Denny was looking to see where you could possibly go to airport lounges throughout domestically, and if there's any commingling, if you will, of the airport lounges. And there really is not. But there's a couple things that you can do that you can pay to go into an airport lounge. Did you know that?
Danny?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah. Quite frankly, I don't know that I would ever say that that's really a great idea, because it's pretty expensive, and unless you have a really long, long layover, you get stuck or something like that, and then everybody's trying to do it. The other thing I would, a website I would lead you to is called The Points Guy. It's just like
the
that.
Points Guy, okay.
ThePointsGuy.com. Now, they talk a lot about credit cards. I will tell you this. They try to, they know which credit cards are giving you the best bang for your buck on mileage and points and all of that. But if you are tied to that American Express card, and is it a green card, a gold card, a platinum card?
You know, I did not get it yet. It's a, you know, it's just a corporate.
Yeah.
Corporate card, you know.
Yep.
But it is tied to my name because I had to apply for it separately.
Sure. So that one won't get you into any of the American Express lounges or any of the other lounges. But again, my advice would be two things. Go check out that thepointsguy.com. You sign up for their newsletter, and they've got some great ideas. And then also try very hard to remain loyal to one carrier if it is within your corporate policy.
That sounds great. Thank you
Thanks, Danny.
Rose. You're always my favorite show Saturday morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Danny. Have a great weekend. All right, let's go over to Mary in Greenfield. Good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Good morning, Rose. My question is about the trip with Steve Scafidi.
Yep.
I am signed up for the Zoom presentation on the 25th, but I didn't know if that you had a question and answer period during that time. So I have a question. I've been to Italy before, but an area I've never been to is Cinque Terre.
Yep.
And I am wondering if this would be considered as a side trip with this trip with Steve Scafidi.
It's very possible. You will hear us say something about an optional excursion on the trip. And actually, there are more than one. But the one day that we mention expressly about this trip is a day that you have a lot of time on your hands. We have not yet heard what they are going to be offering on that day. But I will tell you this. The Globus tour managers are so incredible and so knowledgeable that I have been on Globus trips where somebody said, you know what? I've done what you're doing today. Can you set me up with a private car and driver to take me to fill in the blank? Or that we can also present that to our friends at Globus, and they will send us some options in advance. And then maybe we could take 12 or 14 of the guests to Cinque Terre if that is in fact what they decided to do. So yes, we know that that's a very special place. We know a lot of people are going to want to see Cinque Terre, so we will put that out there, and as soon as we know what the optionals are, we will let you. But again, on days that you have a fair amount of free time, I know Globus will assist us and you in getting you to Cinque Terre if that's on your list.
Okay, thank you very,
You're
very
welcome.
Much.
Thanks, Mary. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. Let's go to Brenda in St. Francis. Good morning. What's your question?
Hi, good morning. We are heading off a river cruise in Basel, Switzerland. I want to go down to Lake Como. And I'm thinking that we want to do the Bernina Express. But I want to ask about that compared to a local train doing that route. Is it worth, you know, going with Bernina Express for the bubble cars? Or is it too crowded?
No.
Things like that.
That is exactly what I would do if I was going to make that route. The local trains are lovely. Do not get me wrong. However, you are going to have a pretty special situation in those bubble cars. They can only sell enough, you know, they can't pack them. That's one of the things that they can't and won't do, especially after COVID. They're not going to go overboard on that. Your viewing opportunities are going to be so phenomenal that I personally would pay the price and take that over a local train.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talking text line. Let's go to a text. It said, could you Please tell me if Spain is a safe country to travel to.
And thank you, Texter, for giving me a fabulous segue into a group trip that Fox has going next September. It's September 30th, which is called Captivating Spain and Provence. I promise I will answer the question, but I will give a little commercial to this trip. This trip was completely curated and created by our group development team and Gigi Bromage.
Okay.
So it is something you're not going to find in a brochure. They're not going to combine Spain and Provence in an itinerary. That's okay. Just, we love both the regions. It does go to Châteauneuf-du-Pape, which is, of course, many of you know, my favorite wine in the whole mm-hmm. wide world. And so it is going to Nice and some other places. But the trip itself starts out in Madrid. Now, the texter's question is about safety. And I would say you are safer in Madrid than you are in Rome or Paris when it comes to things like pickpockets and that kind of thing. But they're abundant. They are absolutely abundant. So with any travel to any large cities, whether they're domestic or international, we give the same advice. Be diligent. Be safe. Don't do things that you know are showing anybody that's observing you what kind of credit card access you have, what kind of cash you have in your wallet, what kind of 3-carat diamond you have on your finger, any of that kind of thing. We always tell people to walk, you know, on the inside of the road if they can, as opposed to walking out. Even if there's not a sidewalk, try to walk on some grass. Always have your crossbody purse facing in, not out toward the street. We got the Greg Matzik story 2 weeks ago. The guy is holding up his iPhone, videotaping a line or video recording a line of people waiting to get in the Packer event, I would say pep rally. Is that even a thing anymore? And some guy on a very high-speed bike just blew by and took it right out of his hands.
Yeah, so always be diligent is the perfect word for that. So we do need to take a break. More of your calls and texts coming up. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Dayton here with Rose Gray. 58 degrees on the way up to a breezy 74 degrees at the end of October, if you can believe that. We are the Fox World Travel Show, and we are taking your calls, 855-616-1620. Let's go to Marcia in Brandon. Good morning, Marcia. What's your question?
Good morning, and good morning, Rose. Thank you, by the way, for answering my question about safety in Spain. My question is there any place in Wisconsin besides the Dells to take a nice long helicopter ride?
I Googled it. I Googled helicopter rides in Wisconsin, and I see that there is a company called MF Helicopters in East Troy that does helicopter rides. I see there's another one that's called Grizzly Scenic Air Tours, and they're in Sturgeon Bay.
All right. Thank you.
You're
so much.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Bye.
715 area code. We are going to Portugal in June. When should we get our flight tickets?
It's as long as you can tolerate checking on a daily basis and then pulling the trigger. This is a personal story. So I've known for a while that we're going to be spending a couple of weeks in Ixtapa, in March. I have a condo opportunity, and I want to do it. I had a little flexibility on the date, not a ton.
Okay.
I could go in on a Wednesday or a Saturday. I've been watching forever. The nonstop flights on United Airlines, who are the only carrier that do nonstops, and they do them only on Saturdays, is $2,500.
Holy cow.
I am not kidding. And I think the people that were traveling with us thought, she's a travel agent. She should probably know, but this sounds ridiculous. So they all went on United's website to be 100% certain that I was not completely nuts. There was all kinds of crazy ways you could get it down to $1,200 or $1,500 by doing overnights in Mexico City and things like that. So I've been absolutely looking on a daily basis. I had information that Volaris is who we flew last year when we went, which is a company, but they also charter with Apple Vacations. I had inside information that they were going to put some charter flights onto Ixtapa from Chicago. Nope, that did not happen. So I found some round trip charter flights out of Minneapolis that some of my friends are going to drive to Minneapolis and take.
Okay.
And I found some connections through Dallas that were in the $700 range.
Okay.
And so when I saw that, when I found that, I jumped on it. So that long, long story I just told you says to the texter, keep checking, keep checking. And when you see something you can live with, book it.
Okay. Good advice. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ Talking Text Line. Couple more texts to get to. There's one final segment. It's already almost over. The Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Let's get to one more question. It says, if we want to take our high school senior son to Europe this summer and really can only travel in June or July, are we too late to get on a group tour? Or with a 18 and 16-year-old boys, would we prefer to just make a non-group travel arrangement?
Personally, I am a fan of travel, group travel. Remember my motto, within the structure lies the freedom when it comes to group travel. Because people are like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to be with these people 24/7. I'm going to lose my mind. I don't think that's a great idea. So there, what we're giving you is a framework, and then you can kind of do some customization in there. We talked to somebody today, and we said, if you want to go to Cinque Terre on the Steve Scafidi trip, and it works out that this particular day we're really not doing anything that was of interest to you, you can take off and do that on your own. We've got tour guides that can help you. The question probably is, can a 16 and an 18-year-old handle getting up, putting out your bags at 8 a.m., having breakfast and getting on a coach at 9 o'clock, or do you prefer to have a lot more freedom? You know, it's really about the teens that are traveling and what their expectations are, is the way I would look at it.
Okay. One more text. Let's take it. It says, if we book the Scafidi trip with airfare and then we find airfare we can obtain with our frequent flyer miles, will we be able to change to the price without airfare?
Yes. So what you're going to do is book it with airfare now. You're just putting down a deposit. We don't start getting that air. We can't even see the air right now because we're not even 11 months out from the trip. So once we can see the air, we will advise what the air is a couple months after that, because we've got to get a group contract and we've got to do some jumps through some hoops. Once we announce what that air is, or once you find out there is frequent flyer space available and you do have enough miles to go ahead and get that, all you have to do is contact your travel advisor and say, I want to remove the air. It's no big deal. Yep.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about the Scafidi trip.
Okay. So it's unique and interesting in that we've kind of customized this and made it our own. It's 7 nights in Monte Catini and it's 2 nights in Florence. So you're only having to pack and unpack twice. And it's not as great as a river cruise where it might only be once. But we've got a virtual event. It's on Tuesday. Unlike some things where we actually have a physical venue and we're in person, on this particular one, we only have the limit of GoToWebinar, which is 999. So I don't think we have that many yet.
Okay.
So keep signing up if you want to be a part of it. If you sign up, you will get a link and then you will be able to join us virtually. If you do not join us, you will get an email the next day that will have a link to the pre-recorded virtual event, and you can watch it over and over again. The other thing I did want to let everybody know, we've been kind of vague about whether Rose Gray will be joining this trip,
right?
Because I did have a conflict and I said I was thinking I was going to be able to resolve it. I did. Steve Scafidi and I, along with Steve's wife, Kathy, that's not a threesome, I promise you, that's just the two of them and me, I will be going along as the tour director if we meet minimums, and we are more than halfway sold out, so I have no worries.
And you said you're not up to 999 people yet, but you've got a lot of people signed up for this Tuesday, and so it probably will sell out quickly after that, I would guess.
Right, it's kind of one of those kind of things where, should I sign up now and wait to see the webinar, or should I wait to see the webinar and sign up? I get it, I get that's a dilemma. But at this point in time, Steve is so passionate about this trip. When you hear him on his show Monday through Friday from 9 to noon, it's hard not to get excited along with Steve.
1 minute left. Tell people what they need to know.
Yep. So how do you get a hold of us? It's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Many of our offices are open all of the time. A couple of our offices have some limited hours based on staffing situations. We know that this can be done virtually. We know that might not be your favorite way to do it, but make the connection in advance. Walking into an office sometimes is frustrating because we have some of our advisors have people at their desk, and now you're waiting and waiting. So an appointment would be much appreciated. And then, like I said, it will be a short appointment if you've already prepared your advisor with preliminary information about where, what, when, who, how many.
Got it. Okay? All right. 866-GO-FOX-GO, foxworldtravel.com. Always good to have you in here.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure. Enjoy the weather today and tomorrow.
Yes. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk, and we'll check into the WTMJ Breaking News Room.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.